Multiculturalism has been a hot topic in Britain since this summer's bombings. Many Britons were stunned that people living among them would carry out such attacks. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London, there is concern that immigrant communities have been isolated and alienated from British society.
Beginning last year, Britain's Labour government introduced new citizenship ceremonies. The idea is to highlight the significance of the newcomer's change of status. At one of these ceremonies, the Chatterjee family stepped forward to receive their citizenship papers.
Mriganka Aparna and Rashaji Chatterjee, and I'm sure you'd like to give them a warm round of applause as they come up to receive.
Prospective Britons now have to pass a test with multiple answer questions like, when did 18-year-olds get the vote? And what do you do if you spill someone's beer in a pub? They're also asked to swear their allegiance to the Queen.
I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
In recent years, violence by Muslim radicals has caused other European countries such as Spain, Holland, and Germany to reconsider whether it was a good idea to place so much stress on immigrants retaining their own cultures and customs. In Britain, Conservative Party spokesman on immigration and security David Davis recently remarked that Britons are now more interested in having an integrated society than a multicultural one.
The public at large want to see a Britain which is, if you like, in the sort of American phrase, a melting pot. Lots of different cultures coming in, lots of different inputs to our culture. But at the same time, what they don't want is what a lot of people in my profession think of as the multiculturalist policy, which is that of allowing, sometimes even encouraging, people not to integrate but to allow sort of separatism within the society.
Others argue that multiculturalism is not to blame for urban ghettos and that the debate is largely a product of the British media. Sir Herman Ouseley is the former chairman of the government-funded Commission for Racial Equality. He argues that ghettos are not created by official policy but by neglect.
What we have done that's gone wrong is that we've allowed communities to fend for themselves, and where they have sought to try and protect themselves either from violent attacks or harassment or from economic discrimination, they've pulled together and stayed together and try and support each other. And that we now see as a problem. But that is natural.
Some Muslim immigrant enclaves of the sort that Britons now fear may harbor suicide bombers were previously the scene of race riots. In the summer of 2001, hundreds of Asian youths battled police in the northern towns of Bradford, Oldham, and Burnley. Ted Cantle wrote the official report into the riots. He says that the results of his inquiry came as a shock to many people.
We found that many of the minorities were living what we called parallel lives. They had absolutely no contact at all with the host community, separate schooling, separate housing, separate employment, separate social and faith facilities. They really never met at all.
For years, immigrants have tended to concentrate in Britain's major urban centres. That would seem to be the case here in the South London borough of Lambeth. Apart from English, Yoruba and Portuguese are the main languages here. Computer technician Daryl Andrews, who works here, says he's all for multicultural neighbourhoods, but he opposes educating children of one race or faith separately from those of another.
Your religion may be a statement of your beliefs, but it's not necessarily a statement of who you are as a person, because at the end of the day, we're all the same. And if we start to be separated, that makes us believe that we're different from each other. And to be honest, we're not.
Despite the debate in the media, polls suggest that the July attacks have not caused a fundamental shift in public opinion about multiculturalism and immigration. In a recent poll by the BBC, 62% of respondents said multiculturalism made Britain a better place to live. But 58% of respondents said they wanted the newcomers to better adopt the values and traditions of British culture. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.